Welcome to the Satellite Evolution Global podcast series, where we explore all things satellite. In this episode, we will take a deep dive into how Scottish Space Data revolutionizes financial services. Let's get on with it. So over to you, Hannah and Robert.
All right. Buckle up, everybody, because today's deep dive is heading into the final frontier, but of finance.
Oh,
that's right. We are going to be talking about how data from space is changing the way we invest our money here on Earth. We found a really fascinating news article. It's all about the Scottish space sector and how it's impacting the financial industry.
Yeah, it's a connection that I think might surprise some people, but when you really think about it, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Space technology gives us this really unique perspective on our planet. And it turns out that perspective is really valuable for, you know, figuring out all sorts of financial risks and opportunities.
Exactly. So our mission today is to figure out how this space data is being used, you know, by who and what it means for all of us, for our wallets, for the future.
Yeah. And one of the biggest areas where we're seeing this impact is in ESG investing.
Okay.
And this is where investors are looking beyond just, you know, financial returns. They're also thinking about a company's environmental, social, and governance performance.
Okay. ESG is something I'm hearing more and more these days. But to be honest with you, I'm still not quite sure what it means for my investments.
Yeah, sure.
Could you break that down for me?
Yeah. So it's basically a way to evaluate how sustainable and responsible a company is, right? You ask questions like, are they trying to reduce their environmental impact? Are they treating their employees fairly? Are they governed in a transparent and ethical way? Those types of things.
So it's not just about making money. It's about making money in a way that aligns with my values, with the things I care about.
Exactly. And here's where that space data comes in, right? Because it provides the evidence to actually back up those ESG claims.
Oh, okay.
Like, satellites can track deforestation, they can monitor pollution levels, they can even assess working conditions at factories, all from space.
That's incredible. It's like having a cosmic watchdog, you know, keeping an eye on what corporations are doing.
It really is. And this data is becoming so important for investors who want to, you know, make sure that their money is being used responsibly.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get specific.
Yeah.
This article highlights some companies in Scotland that are really at the forefront of this kind of space finance fusion.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one company that stands out is Earthblocks.
Okay.
They use satellite imagery to help insurance companies assess risks from things like extreme weather events.
I see where this is going. So better data means better risk assessment, right?
Exactly. And the impact is huge.
Yeah.
They've actually managed to reduce the analysis time for insurance claims from 80 days down to just 8 minutes.
8 minutes, that's mind-blowing. Think about what that means for people who are dealing with insurance claims after a natural disaster.
Right.
Faster processing times means faster payouts, which can make a huge difference when you're trying to rebuild your life.
It's a perfect example of how space technology isn't just some abstract concept. It's having a real, tangible impact on people's lives.
And it's not just insurance. There are companies like Trade in Space and Space Intelligence that are helping businesses comply with environmental regulations.
Yeah, absolutely. This is becoming so important in a globalized world where we have stricter rules around things like deforestation and carbon emissions.
Right.
And these companies use that satellite data to actually monitor supply chains and make sure that businesses are following those regulations.
So it's not just about saving the planet. It's also about making sure companies stay on the right side of the law and they're not getting hit with, you know, huge fines.
Exactly.
I'm sensing a theme here. Space data seems to be all about providing that transparency and that accountability.
You're absolutely right. And this is particularly relevant when we talk about those big investors like pension funds.
Okay.
Who are demanding more transparency when it comes to ESG, right? They want to see hard evidence that the companies they're investing in are actually walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
And space data provides that evidence. It's like having a cosmic audit trail that can track everything from, you know, a company's carbon emissions to its labor practices.
Exactly.
So, all right, let's dive into some more specific examples. This article mentions a company called Spire.
Yes.
What do they do?
Spire is fascinating. They use a network of these nanosatellites to collect atmospheric data, which can then be used for everything from weather forecasting to actually tracking greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay, so picture this. Satellites are constantly monitoring our atmosphere from above,
yeah,
tracking the impact of what we are doing on the planet. It's like having a planetary health checkup in real time.
Yeah, and that data is actually being used by companies and governments to make better decisions about, you know, how to reduce their environmental impact.
Wow.
And for investors, it's a goldmine of information to help them find those companies that are really committed to sustainability.
And what about DCAT and Ecometrica?
Yeah.
They're also mentioned in this article.
Yeah, those companies are providing really in-depth analysis of industrial facilities.
Oh, cool.
Using satellite imagery to assess things like pollution levels and waste management practices. And so this information helps investors understand the environmental footprint of their investments and hopefully make better choices.
So it's not just about knowing that a company is green on paper. It's about having that data to back it up and really understanding the impact of my investment.
Exactly.
So this brings up a good question. How does all of this affect someone like me who's just trying to plan for retirement and make sure that my money is working for me?
Well, think about your pension fund, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably invested in a variety of different companies.
Right.
And those pension fund managers are increasingly factoring ESG into their decisions.
Okay.
So this means that your retirement savings are actually tied to companies making responsible choices about the environment and society.
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
So by choosing funds that prioritize ESG, I'm not just supporting companies that are doing good for the world. I'm also potentially increasing the value of my investments over time.
Exactly. And as more investors demand that ESG transparency, companies that are lagging behind are going to feel the pressure to catch up.
Gotcha. It's a win-win for the planet and for my portfolio.
Exactly.
So we've talked a lot about the environmental side of things, but there's another really important aspect of this whole space finance connection that I think we need to address, and that's cybersecurity.
Ah, yes, the elephant in the room.
Yes.
As our financial world becomes more and more reliant on data, and especially data coming from space, we have to think about how to protect it.
Yeah, and I'm guessing the stakes are pretty high when we're talking about, you know, financial data.
Absolutely. Financial institutions are a prime target for cyber attacks.
Right.
They're about 400 times more likely to be targeted than other organizations.
400 times? That's terrifying.
It is. And as we rely more and more on that space-based data for things like financial transactions and risk assessment, securing that data becomes even more critical.
So who is working on tackling this challenge?
There are a lot of companies out there, but including two in Scotland who are developing some really innovative solutions.
Oh, wow.
Lupovis, for example, uses something called deception technology.
Deception technology.
Yeah.
Okay, now you've really piqued my interest. What is that?
So essentially, they create these decoys within a client's computer systems to divert attackers away from critical data.
Oh, so it's like you are setting a trap for hackers.
Exactly.
You're leading them down the wrong path while the real data stays safe.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so smart. I love it.
Yeah.
And what about the other company, Craft Prospect? What are they doing?
Craft Prospect is working on developing advanced optical and quantum communication technologies to safeguard data transmission.
Quantum communication? That sounds like something straight out of Star Trek.
It is cutting-edge stuff, but
yeah.
It's becoming more and more important as we look for ways to really secure our data against those increasingly sophisticated attacks.
So it's like building an unbreakable shield around our financial data as it travels from space to our computers.
Exactly. And these are just a couple of examples of the innovative solutions being developed to protect our financial systems in this new space-enabled world.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive, from ESG investing to cybersecurity, but we're not done yet.
Not even close.
We've still got more to uncover, so stay with us.
Yeah, that's right. We've really only just scratched the surface here.
Satellite Evolution Global Podcast Series is sponsored by Proactive International PR, one of the leading global technology and marketing agencies that delivers integrated communications campaigns.
Before we jump into even more examples,
yeah,
it's worth kind of taking a step back and thinking about the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
What does it mean for the average person?
Yeah.
You know, that space technology is now becoming so intertwined with our financial systems.
Yeah, that is a great point. I mean, it's all very fascinating.
Right.
But how is it really going to change our everyday lives?
Well, in some ways, I mean, it already is, in ways that you might not even realize.
Okay.
Like, think about it. If your pension fund is investing in companies that are using space data to become more sustainable, you know, that's directly impacting your retirement savings.
That's true. And if insurance companies are using satellite imagery to, you know, better assess risks from things like natural disasters, that could mean lower premiums for homeowners like us.
Exactly. And as this technology continues to develop, we can expect even more of those tangible benefits. Like, imagine a world where, you know, access to financial services is no longer limited by geography because of, you know, the integration of satellite mobile networks.
That would be revolutionary, especially for people in those remote areas or developing countries who have traditionally been excluded from the financial system.
Precisely. And then with edge computing in space, which we talked about a little bit earlier,
right,
we can expect faster and more efficient financial transactions, which benefits everyone.
Okay, so big picture, this is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
But let's bring it back down to Earth for a second and dive into a few more specific examples from our article.
Okay.
One area that really caught my eye was this idea of using space data for something called natural capital management.
Ah, yes, natural capital. It's a fascinating concept.
Yeah.
And one that's becoming increasingly important in the financial world.
I have to admit, I'm not entirely sure what that means.
Okay, sure.
Can you break it down for me?
Of course. So natural capital refers to the world's stock of natural assets, right? Things like forests, rivers, oceans, minerals, even clean air.
Okay.
And these assets provide essential services that we all rely on.
Right.
Like providing food and water and regulating our climate.
So it's basically everything that nature gives us for free.
Yeah, exactly. But why is this important for finance, right?
Yeah, why is it?
Well, for a long time, the value of these natural assets was not really accounted for in those economic models.
Mm.
But as we've become more aware of, you know, the finite nature of these resources and how our actions impact the environment,
right,
there's been a real growing movement to integrate natural capital into financial decision making.
So it's like we are finally realizing that we can't just keep taking from nature without considering the cost.
Exactly. And space technology is playing a key role in helping us measure and manage these natural assets more effectively.
Okay.
Because satellites can provide really detailed information about, you know, the health of our forests, the quality of our water, even the amount of carbon that's being stored in these ecosystems.
That's amazing. So companies are using this data to create these incredible maps that can actually show us the state of our planet's natural resources.
Precisely. And those maps provide really valuable insights for decision makers, whether it's governments, businesses, or investors.
Mm.
Right? They can help identify areas that are at risk, pinpoint opportunities for sustainable development, and really track the impact of those conservation efforts.
So it's not just about conservation. It's about understanding that a healthy planet is actually good for business.
Absolutely. And investors are really taking notice. They're looking for companies that are actively managing their environmental impact and incorporating that natural capital into their business models.
It sounds like space technology isn't just giving us new tools to analyze financial data. It's actually changing the way we think about finance itself.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
By revealing how interconnected our financial systems are with the natural world, space technology is kind of forcing us to consider those long-term consequences of our actions and to really prioritize those sustainable practices.
It's a good reminder that what happens in space has very real implications for our lives here on Earth.
Indeed. And as this technology evolves, we can only imagine what the possibilities are for a more sustainable and prosperous future.
Right.
And speaking of the future, our article also highlights some really exciting emerging technologies in this space.
Oh, yes. The frontiers keep expanding. One that I thought was really interesting is this integration of satellite data with AI and machine learning.
Yes. This is a game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. A system that can automatically analyze huge amounts of satellite data to identify potential financial risks and opportunities.
So it's like giving these algorithms a super-powered ability to see patterns and connections that we as humans might miss.
Exactly. And the more data we feed into these systems, the more sophisticated they become.
Wow.
It's like giving them a planetary-scale crystal ball, allowing them to predict, you know, supply chain disruptions, assess the impact of climate change on specific industries, even detect early warning signs of environmental disasters.
Okay, that is seriously cool. But with such powerful technology, aren't there concerns about, you know, potential misuse?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's crucial that we develop these technologies responsibly and ethically.
Right.
We need to be really mindful of potential biases in the algorithms.
Yeah.
And make sure they're not being used to discriminate against certain groups or exacerbate existing inequalities.
Right.
Transparency, accountability, and fairness are absolutely paramount.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about how we choose to use it.
Precisely. We need to have these thoughtful conversations about the ethical implications of these advancements and establish clear guidelines for their development and their deployment.
Mm.
It's a responsibility that we all share, from the scientists and engineers who are creating these technologies to the investors and policymakers who are shaping how they're used.
That is a really important point. It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of all this innovation, but we can't forget about the bigger picture. We still need, human judgment and ethical considerations to really guide the use of this powerful technology.
Absolutely. The future is not predetermined. It's something that we create through the choices we make and the actions that we take. And as we venture further into this new frontier of space-enabled finance, it's essential that we do so with wisdom and foresight and a real commitment to building a more just and sustainable world.
Well said. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the practical applications of space data to the philosophical implications of this technology. But there's one more emerging technology mentioned in this article that I want to touch on before we wrap things up.
Oh, yes, this one is particularly interesting. It involves bringing that computing power closer to the source of the data in space, a concept known as edge computing.
Right, edge computing. This seems to be a recurring theme in our conversation today.
It is.
Can you explain how that works and why it's so important for finance?
Sure. So traditionally, the data that's collected by satellites has to be sent back down to Earth for processing. And that can take time. And it really limits how quickly we can act on, the insights that we get from that data.
So it's like having a super fast highway to gather information from space, but then a traffic jam when it comes to actually using that information.
Exactly. Edge computing aims to solve that problem by placing processing power directly on those satellites themselves.
Oh, wow.
This allows for real-time analysis and decision-making without having to wait for the data to travel back and forth to Earth.
Wow, that's incredible. That's super efficient.
It is.
But what are the benefits for the financial world? I mean, can you give me an example?
Sure. Imagine a scenario where a satellite detects an early warning sign of a natural disaster, like a hurricane or a wildfire. With edge computing, that information could be analyzed instantly and trigger those automated responses, such as alerting emergency services, maybe adjusting insurance policies, or even halting those financial transactions in the affected areas.
That could potentially save lives and minimize those financial losses.
Exactly. It's like having a guardian angel in orbit watching over our financial well-being.
I love it.
And it's not just about disaster response. Edge computing could also revolutionize the way we manage those global supply chains, track assets in real time, and even facilitate those financial transactions in those remote areas that we were talking about earlier.
Okay, that is seriously impressive. It feels like we're on the cusp of a whole new era of finance,
It does.
powered by space technology.
It certainly does. And as those technologies continue to converge and evolve, the possibilities are truly limitless.
All right, I think our brains need a break after all of that.
I agree. We've explored some pretty mind-bending concepts today.
You have, but that's what makes this so fascinating, right?
Exactly.
And we've still got more to uncover in this final part of our deep dive.
That's right.
So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Satellite Evolution Global Podcast Series is sponsored by Proactive International PR, one of the leading global technology and marketing agencies that delivers integrated communications campaigns.
Welcome back to the deep dive. So we've been on quite a journey exploring how space data is revolutionizing finance.
It has been quite a ride. And in this final part, I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on how all of this impacts, like, the everyday person. You know, not just big institutions.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, we've talked a lot about pension funds and insurance companies and these big investors. But the truth is, space technology has the potential to really democratize access to financial services and information for everyone.
Democratize? What do you mean by that?
Well, imagine a world, where a farmer in a developing country can use their smartphone to access real-time satellite data on things like weather patterns or soil conditions. This information can help them make much better decisions about planting, irrigation, harvesting, and ultimately boost their yields and their income.
So instead of relying on, traditional methods or maybe outdated information, they've got access to this cutting-edge data that's available to those big agricultural corporations.
Right, exactly. It really levels the playing field.
It does.
And it's not just about agriculture. You know, think about a small business owner in a remote area who can use, these satellite-enabled mobile banking platforms to access things like microloans or other financial services.
Right.
Or even individuals who could use, space-based data to track their investments, to monitor their carbon footprint, or even evaluate the sustainability of the products that they're buying.
Wow, that's a really powerful vision. It's like giving everyone a personal financial advisor in their pocket powered by space.
It is.
This technology suddenly feels a lot more personal and impactful.
It really does. And as these technologies become more affordable and more accessible, we can expect to see just a surge in innovation and entrepreneurship, with individuals and communities all over the world, harnessing the power of that space data to create new opportunities and tackle those local challenges.
It's amazing to think that what started as a way to explore the cosmos is now being used to empower people and drive positive change here on Earth.
It
It
is.
feels like we are really on the verge of like a paradigm shift where space technology is no longer something that happens out there. You know, it's an integral part of our daily lives.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the technology itself. It's about that human ingenuity and collaboration that's driving all of this progress. We're seeing scientists and engineers and entrepreneurs, policymakers and everyday citizens all coming together to explore these possibilities and shape the future of this really exciting new frontier.
It's a good reminder that even in the face of these complex global challenges, we still have the ability to, you know, create positive change through innovation and cooperation.
Couldn't agree more. And, as we continue to push the boundaries of what's possible, I think it's important to remember that the ultimate goal of all of this technology is to improve human lives and build a more sustainable and equitable world.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of space-enabled finance, I'm left with a sense of wonder and possibility. You know, if space data can reveal all these hidden risks and opportunities in the financial world, what other unseen insights might be out there waiting to be discovered?
That's the question, isn't it?
What other challenges could we solve if we harness the power of space technology in new and creative ways?
I think those are excellent questions, and honestly, I believe the answers are only limited by our imagination. As we continue to, explore the universe and unlock its secrets, we're also opening up a whole world of possibilities here on Earth. The future is really ours to create, and I think space technology will undoubtedly play a huge role in shaping it.
I think that's the perfect note to end on.
Yeah.
So to our listeners who want to learn more about, you know, the Scottish space sector and the companies we've talked about today, you'll find links in the show notes. So go check them out.
Yeah, definitely. And keep looking up because, as we've seen today, the sky is no longer the limit.
Thank you so much for joining us on this incredible journey. Until next time, keep exploring.
That is all for this episode. Until next time, stay connected.